ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Australia's newest labour program for Pacific workers aims to get more women from the region working in regional parts of Australia in industries like aged care, hospitality and tourism. There is concern that the program could have some unintended consequences. Some experts say that the Pacific Labour Scheme risks creating what's been coined a care drain, where primary caregivers like mothers looking after their children leave their communities to work overseas. Experts say what's particularly concerning is the length of the work contracts and visas that can be up to 3 years, and the fact that dependents aren't issued Australian visas too. But some of those taking part in the program say it's a sacrifice they're willing to make. Priyanka Srinivasan has this story, which is the second in our week-long series looking at Australia's Pacific Labour Scheme.
I always said send money for, like, to help them, for my daughter and my father. Yeah, she's really proud of her mom.
Australia is keen to promote the advantages of the now year-old Pacific Labour Scheme in videos like this, particularly for women who can work in industries like agriculture, aged care and hospitality in rural parts of the country. Unlike the seasonal worker program that came before it, where workers were in Australia for just a few months at a time, workers in the PLS are able to be issued contracts and visas for up to 3 years.
It's hard, but I must make sacrifices to come here for the sake of my family.
For the last 6 months, Anne Natan Manawate from Vanuatu has been working on a banana plantation in far north Queensland as part of a one-year contract with the Pacific Labour Scheme. She has two children that she's had to leave at home with her husband, a decision that was tough.
My husband isn't working anymore, so he can look after the children. It's a sacrifice for us so that I can come and earn some money. It's hard. It's true that it's hard for a mum to leave her family to come here to work.
A daily chat via social media is now the way Anne Natan Manawate communicates with her children. She says she gets worried when the internet connections fail. Elizabeth Hill is an associate professor from the University of Sydney and is researching the ways in which Australia's Pacific Labour Scheme might be impacting communities and families in the home countries. She says Anne Natan Manawate's story might hint to some of the risks the program poses.
For the first time, our temporary labour scheme is formally and explicitly targeting women workers and women workers to be employed in care service or the care economy back here in Australia.
Her research is still in its early stages, but she says the scheme could create what she calls a care drain in Pacific Islands.
The age range for eligible workers is 21 to 45 year olds, and that means that many of the women who government hopes will be involved in the PLS are likely to be mothers and very likely to be primary carers back in their home country, but they will be drawn into Australia as workers. Who's going to be looking after those children? Who's going to be looking after those elderly people? Who's going to be looking after community activities?
She says it's still too early to know, but she points to evidence from other countries where similar programs have been in place.
If we look at the international research evidence, we know that temporary labour migration can have a very negative impact on families and communities left behind. It can also have some positive impacts, but there are a lot of examples in the international literature that point to failures.
Associate Professor Hill believes the government needs to develop care services in Pacific nations, things like culturally appropriate childcare and elder care in communities, to not only make sure that care gaps are covered when workers leave for Australia, but also to ensure that participants have jobs to return to once they come home.
There are opportunities for government as part of the PLS design. There's an opportunity for government to invest in care services.
Jenny Barile is from Solomon Islands Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and she says the income the workers earn makes the sacrifice worth it.
To leave one's family for 3 years is quite a significant decision for families to consider. However, in the context of Solomon Islands, this may be people's only opportunity at an employment to enable them to have an improved standard of living.
She says applicants go into the process with open eyes and are made aware of the length of time they may be away from their families.
During the recruitment process, workers are informed that they will be away for up to 3 years. And we have asked them if they have discussed this opportunity with their families and what their families have to say about being separated. If they have discussed with them how they will cope and how will they communicate while being away from each other for a long period of time.
Back in Queensland, Anne Natan Manawate from Vanuatu agrees. With the money she earns in Australia, she hopes to build up her sewing business at home.
It's a good thing, because when I was in Port Vila, Vanuatu, I never earned the sort of money I do here. It has good and bad sides to it. But it's up to each of us. If you come and behave, if you do well here, then everything will be fine.
Make a good name, do you look, sir? Everything, then you're okay.